Well, this is Greg Hartley's famous segment, really. He loves seven tackles, a seven-tackle set of six, and Josh Massoon with the seventh tackle.
Bo Ryan's favourite segment as well.
Seven Network.
From the semi-final, that's right.
Good morning, Josh. Wow, what a week for the Gold Coast Titans. They don't get too much publicity. They say any publicity is good publicity. I'm not so sure about that. And I loved you waiting at the airport. Where's Jarryd Hayne? Where's Jarryd Hayne? Jarryd Hayne. No show.
He's too good for us, Jarryd Hayne. He always is.
Big sidestep fan. Yeah,
he got hit up on the beach the other day. A TV crew hit him up as he was sunbaking on the beach on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, and in his response, he didn't just say nothing. He said, come on, there's a time and a place.
That's okay.
Jarryd Hayne, part of him, I think, enjoys this.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I've never seen him actually dodge a camera.
No, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. They're on the beach, though. That's outstanding.
It was really. But, yeah, to Neil Henry's credit, yeah, there was about every TV crew was out there yesterday. We knew Jarryd wasn't on the plane, but still some questions to be asked of Neil Henry and why Jarryd Hayne had pulled out, and also of the young halves and whether or not they can work under Neil Henry. I'd receive the same mail as what was in the newspaper, even though they vehemently denied it. You're going to deny it. I mean, if anyone listening out there, if a TV camera comes up to you and says, hey, can you work with your boss? What do you think you're going to say? So Neil Henry, yeah, stopped and answered the questions, but, you know, he's obviously getting quite frustrated with it all, and I think it'll all come to a head after this game, and he probably won't be there next year.
Yeah, I even think the fact that it was a Thursday night game in such a short business week really left the Titans board in a hard spot. Yep. I think they'll want to move on as quick as they possibly can from now, and quite clearly only one's going to survive.
And the message was, if we had a Sunday game, we'd probably sack him, but there's not enough time. The other issue that probably hasn't been discussed much publicly is the sale of the club. Mm. So if you're an owner coming in to buy the Gold Coast Titans with a $400,000 payout first up, that's like taking on a company with a $400,000 debt off the bat. So that those discussions also need to take place about what those prospective owners think of paying out the coach in a full year's salary, who the next coach should be. I'm hearing...
Who is in the mix?
Well, the first name I heard was Michael Maguire
from
South Sydney, and that didn't surprise me too much, given that I think after 2 years of failure there, if he were to move on from the Rabbitohs, no one would keel over in shock. And there's going to become a point in time where Russell Crowe, who demands success, if this keeps going, is going to say we need to go in a different direction.
Even though he has on his CV a premiership-winning coach, there's an expiry date on that if you're not getting the results?
Oh, 100%. You can't live on past glories. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, and Des Hasler can't live on them either at the Bulldogs. It's all about improving. And if you're going backwards, well, then that's just not good enough. And the other issue South have got, guys, is they've got one of the best young coaches in the game in Anthony Seibold sitting behind Michael Maguire. So there would be concern there that a club like the Gold Coast could come and poach him, and they could miss out because he was right under their nose because they held on to Mad. So a bit of a decision to make for the Rabbitohs, I think, sometime in the future.
Next question is, do you want to go to the Gold Coast? And we've spoken about the failures of not only the rugby league teams, but the AFL teams, the basketball teams. Is it really not a stepping stone for a coach to keep going?
Look, I think it's an attractive proposition, and it's been proven that 12 months ago, before they signed Jarryd Hayne, Neil Henry had done the legwork. He'd gotten them into a credible unit that people actually respected. There was no egos at the club. They were in the top eight, and it was a real fairy tale story. The signature of Jarryd Hayne overnight ruined the club. It was a shotgun wedding. It was a quick fix that I think people on the board and the administration need to take some responsibility for, because they saw an opportunity to make a quick buck, to get some publicity, and it was just like a tacky, classic Gold Coast maneuver. And if you don't fall for that type of glitter and glamour, and you invest in hard work like Michael Maguire has done in the past, I think you can build a really good footy team like they had around 10 years ago when they made a preliminary final against the Roosters.
Yeah. They only made the top eight last year because Parramatta got rubbed out.
Yeah, but
so it wasn't like they were super.
But they were in.
And went first week of the finals.
With five rounds to
shouldn't have been in the finals.
With five rounds to go before Jarryd Hayne came, they were well and truly in seventh and eighth position. Then you might remember they won that game with the field goal.
So you're blaming Jarryd for everything at the Gold Coast.
I reckon he's got to take 75% of it.
75%?
I reckon he takes the lion's share. Compare before and after. It's like a weight loss ad.
Well,
they've just, you know, bloated. They've grown out of control. They look terrible now after he's come there. And his record at Parramatta, come on, again, two or three wooden spoons on his watch as one of them, Mal Meninga, as captain. I can't believe he said that.
Mm. Can he play golf? Like, it's like he needs to be in an individual sport. You know, just go and play golf or tennis.
I think that's what attracted him with the NFL, because you have such an individual role.
Yeah, correct.
That he would have really excelled at that sport. You know, and he did pretty bloody well.
Yeah.
I think he should have stuck at it.
Yeah, 100%.
I would like to. He'd invested
so much
a lot
interest.
Of time.
Yep. And he'd achieved a lot from where he came from.
Wow. You reckon Jared's controversial? Todd Carney, what are you pushing for, a re-inclusion in the NRL?
I'm not pushing for it, but other people behind the scenes are, and there's been some big conversations with the NRL Integrity Unit over the last month or so. I think you'll find that there was also a letter submitted from the English Rugby League. He's been in that system for 3 years, saying that he hasn't caused them any problems and that they would have no issues with him coming back to the NRL. That's what's on paper, TK. And that's what the NRL have considered. So this time last year, you might recall Todd Carney was back in Australia for that fight against Chris Sandow, and I put it in inverted commas for all the purest boxing fans out there.
It was a windmill-a-thon.
Yeah.
And I think the...
He's having second thoughts about that career.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was brave enough to get in the ring.
Hey, at least Chrissy took it to the street as well
for
a bit of promo. but Todd Carney, I think the thinking was that if he were to come back at that point in time, he would have had to do a Russell Packer, Matt Lodge-style season in New South Wales Cup. That was pretty much what he was told. And, you know, I don't blame him for not copying that.
Yeah.
Now it's moved on 12 months. That's not the case anymore. I think you'll find that if he adheres to some strict conditions, such as his socialising, alcohol consumption, whatnot, I reckon he'll be registered for 2018.
Not at my club.
Which is? Manly?
No, none. But everyone says, well, you'd have no players, TK, at your club. Because I think your club's got to stand for more than just getting every former bad boy ever to known mankind within your club and thinking because they've got some talent. So not at my club.
Oh, I reckon there'll be a couple of clubs out there.
Of course there will be.
Interesting.
The needy.
He's not what he was.
The needy, the greedy and the desperate.
But
don't worry, they all line up.
I think he's pretty much a like-for-like for Benji Marshall at the moment. Okay. I think a very similar stage of his career.
Well, Benji's never been in any trouble at all.
No, in terms of his playing ability, what he'd provide on the field. I think there you go, draw the lines. And I think the Brisbane Broncos, Wayne Bennett actually met Todd Carney at his house about three times back when Bennett was coaching the Dragons, wanted to get him there.
If anyone could get him back on the straight and narrow.
Correct.
It would be Wayne Bennett. What about Michael
Gordon?
That's
another bit of a misnomer, you know.
You're not happy with that?
I reckon there's been some bad behaving Brisbane Broncos over the years under Wayne Bennett.
Keep it in-house.
Yeah, but that's his ability to do that, to manipulate things, to control things. And sometimes the NRL. I mean, James Roberts, if he was at another club, surely he would have probably been marched by now.
Yeah.
But at Brisbane...
If you're good enough, if you're important enough to the club...
He has that Jedi.
But that all comes into it. His ability not just to control the player, but those around him from getting their nose out of joint when they stuff up.
Clean the whole Brisbane population.
Just blame, exactly right. Now, Mick Gordon, he's back this week for the Roosters, but there's some extra, what would you call it, material
I like him.
He's going to have to
wear
the weekend.
Guys, I've never seen anything like this covering the game. Matty, you might be able to talk about a torn pec, you know, from your days in rugby or some of your teammates.
Yeah.
It's a serious injury.
Solid.
He did it 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a quick return.
It's usually minimum 3 months, sometimes 6 to 9 months.
Yep.
And Mick Gordon coming back this weekend. So the thinking from the Roosters was, okay, he's almost 34 years old. He hasn't won a premiership. He wanted to roll the dice and participate in this finals campaign. If he tears it again, we're really no worse off because he'll just go in and have the op and be fit for round one next year. There is a big chance that he will, particularly if he hyperextends that joint and that arm. So he's going to be wearing some really heavy strapping to sort of keep it in place, which is going to be interesting to see how that's accommodated in his running style and his playing style. Mm. But every time he kicks a goal, because your arm swings, someone's going to need to come on and loosen it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to have to take his jersey off or whatever, but it's quite an interesting one.
Because it used to be, it used to be the seatbelt. So it was a seatbelt that wrapped around your shoulder to wrapped around your sort of inside leg, and it stopped you from getting too wide.
What are you talking about?
Mate, it's the seatbelt. Understand? Mate, have a look at it. Back in the old days, mate, I wore one at one stage there.
Crazy times at your house.
50 shades. So it was literally, it locked you from going in there. So whether or not someone clicks it to release, because you're right, you won't be able to kick. You won't be able to open yourself up to kick.
You reckon that's a good recovery? He's one of my favourite players, Mick Gordon. But Cameron Smith didn't even do a week. He did it one day. He was back the next weekend.
That was more bicep. That was more a bicep, though. And players have played with those, and it was a strain. But this was a fair dinkum pec tear, and it hasn't attached back yet to the bone. It's attached back to muscle. So, it's at a delicate stage, but good luck to him.
We'll take your calls for Josh Masood, our seventh tackle segment, TK and Berkey on the Big Sports Breakfast at 7:19. If you call now, 13 53 53. Don't forget our best... Our best caller or text message gets the major prize on the Big Sports Breakfast. Others are giving away houses on their programs, but we've got the Big Sports Breakfast gym bag.
Oh, the property market's about to crash anyway.
That's right. Why would you want a house or $100,000 cash? We've got the Big Sports Breakfast gym bag, complete with a Big Sports Breakfast diary, although it is August. TK Berkey with Josh Masood from the Seven Network in our seventh tackle segment. Happy to take your calls on 13 53 53. Charles is called. Hi, Charles.
Yeah, morning, fellas. I just wanted to say, as a rugby league fan, I was so excited that Kane Elgee was going to be back on the field this season. Mm. Now, you know, if I'm Neil Henry and I'm hearing that, Elgee's going to walk unless I get the boot, I'm absolutely filthy because I don't know if there's been a more ordinary player in the comp this year.
Yeah, what you've got to consider as well, we talked about a pec injury. He's coming off an ACL. Which is difficult for a half, a running half. So just keep that in mind. That's really tough injury to come back from. And as far as I know, Neil Henry's got a lot of time for that player, Kane Elgee. I don't think their sentiments are as harsh as what was expressed in that headline. You know, sack him or we'll go. But at the same time, I think that there are maybe some concerns from some influential players, the halves among them, about his coaching style. And everyone knows he can be a bit of a headmaster, a bit of a school teacher. And, you know, I'm not speaking out of school here to tell you that Jonathan Thurston didn't really get on with him. I think that was the key as to why North Queensland didn't achieve their potential.
And what happened when he left? Them.
And look what happened. Exactly.
Mm. Good on you, Charles. It's a very, very good point. I'd stick with him too. I'd roll the dice with him at my club.
Yeah.
I'd be happy as a...
Based on exposed form,
how good was he before?
When he was a colt, basically, there was a lot of clubs that were interested in him after his first season. You don't lose it.
No.
They reckon it takes about 18 months to get yourself right after a knee to be able to be confident again to say, and especially take the rigors of what is 26 rounds of the
and
NRL.
And Berkey's done two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was his second one.
Yeah, which is a harsh one. We're taking your calls. The seventh tackle, the party line. Yeah, we've had a few laughs. That's all right. Here, 2K, not at my club. The Justin Gatlin of league, serial offender. That's TP of claim. And that's regarding the signing of Todd Carney at your club or not. And Steve's worried about all the big issues.
Yeah.
From Blacktown.
I love this one.
Why can't we get full-strength beer at the ANZ Stadium and SCG? You can drink full-strength beer at Rosehill and Randwick.
He's right, mate. Look at the crowds. How many are going to turn up tonight? How many will turn up tomorrow? That's the issue.
Right. Alex, good morning
about it, Greenberg.
Alex, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks, Alex.
Just on the Titans saga, I was watching NRL 360 yesterday, and they made a very good point about, I think these two are getting bad advice. I mean, they're 22 and 23. I don't think they feel it's as bad as what it's made out to be, but I think they're just getting bad advice from their managers. I think they're being told to say this. Look, with Jarryd Hayne, he proved that he is a superstar when he went to the NFL. He proved that when he applies himself, he can achieve anything. Mm. He's not applying himself. He's not playing like a $1.2 million player, and he's not playing like Jarryd Hayne. And until he does that, then you can come out and say, it's just like what happened at the Tigers. People said, well, they're not Cronk, Smith and Slater and Thurston. They're not playing like them, so why should they come out and make these demands? And same thing with Jarryd Hayne. Until he plays like Jarryd Hayne, he's in no position to be acting the way he is. Same as the other two. I mean, stop setting the house on it. It's not like these guys...
But what's Jared Hayne? What's Jared Hayne? Like, Jared Hayne, to me, is like a poker machine who's jackpotted twice in his career. In 2009, he jackpotted, and in 2014, he jackpotted in Origin. And we're so besotted with those moments that we forget about the money. Well, you tell me, TK.
Have a look at his highlight reel.
The wooden spoons at Parramatta.
Have a look at his highlight reel compared to the Titans. Other people's highlight
reels. And 80% of those highlights come from those two periods I'm talking about.
I sound like I'm not his number one fan, but it's up to the coach to get the best out of Jared Hayne. Right, and Neil Henry has failed to get the best out of some of the elite.
He's in some pretty good company. There's seven other coaches who've failed as well.
Neil Henry has failed to get the best out of plenty of superstar players.
Yep, no doubt. Right, no doubt. And so, he'll probably lose his job for that.
To blame, as I mentioned, the global financial crisis and global warming on Jared Hayne, I think's wrong. Well, yeah, the truth's always somewhere in between.
Well, you know my thoughts on it. I think he gets bored. He rises for the big moments, and he gets
maybe
up
he
for
wants
those
a
big
cuddle.
Moments.
Maybe he wants a little bit of love.
Perhaps he does. Perhaps he just needs
he's a group one. You know, but he's a group one campaigner. He's not interested in anything else.
No, beneath that.
Well, yeah, that's not without foundation either. You know, I can't dispute that.
And the NRL,
but that's your challenge as a coach to make him play. What about Andrew Fifita?
Well, he's played plenty of good games for the Sharks. But, yeah, he's got a bit of that in him. Yeah. He's got bit of that arrogance in him. But not as – I don't think he's as disruptive as Hayne, because at training he actually puts in. I've heard no reports to the contrary. Whereas from within 2 or 3 weeks, TK, of Hayne arriving there on the Gold Coast, I was hearing stories about him refusing to train because of his calf.
Yeah, that's true. And he was
straight
never,
up.
Even in the junior, he was never a great trainer.
Hi, well, that's
Sam.
Toxic.
Hi, Sam.
How you going, mate?
Good, thank you.
Maybe just a question that I've got in regard to someone like Jared Hayne, who they say is not a good trainer and doesn't listen to what the coach says. Why are they not able to sack them like a rogue employee that doesn't want to do what he's told? Yeah. Why do they have to be paid out and listened to? Why can't it just be cut for not following the coach's direction?
Yeah, that would actually take some things that are called testicles. Which a lot of coaches and people who run the game don't have, because they're so overawed by this person who they think can save them. And as I said before, they're so besotted with those jackpot moments that they think, I can be the one who can inspire him to this.
Correct.
And probably finding him and breaching him is probably not the way to do that. But I'd like to see someone try.
Yeah. It's a very, very good point, Sam. But in normal business, you try and get rid of someone, it's not easy either. Mm. It's very, very difficult. And the other thing, if you've got star players to you, you lure them to your, and you put those sorts of clauses, you know, two warnings, a third one, you're out with no money or a minor payout, you're not going to get anyone to sign at your club. That's one of those reasons, Sam, why your performance-based contracts don't actually work in that sporting field, because they can just go to another club where that's not in their contract. You'll find the needy, the greedy, and the desperate club. Seventh Tackle's now got its own website.
Woo-hoo.
Berkey, which is massive.
You got through the courts.
I'm just being run over by all the traffic.
All right.
SeventhTackle.com.au every Thursday. So that's today. Really good yarns today. A yarn about Newcastle and an NRL investigation that you wouldn't have been aware of. Check that out. The winning run has coincided with some pressure there. And also a bit of an explanation on the Roosters. Mm. How come they're not in this salary cap mess that Canterbury and Canberra, what did I do differently there? I took a bit of a look at that too.
Nice. You can print that, can you?
I printed it.
Good on you, Josh.
I'll be back in the courts.